why don't you tell them where we can find you, you know, where they can, you know, get in contact with you, where they can get one of these jerseys.
Right, let the people know. Well, the first place that they can find me is at the Most Handsome Man competition. That's where I'll be at. The second place that they can find me.
I'm taking it.
Shout out to Brian. We should become friends. If we need to talk.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brian, man.
They can keep talking, I'ma keep popping. Rocking this pimp, not on Robin. Now they loving the way that I'm saucing. We superior to average, no top 10. We gon' come in and change up the topic. We playing chess on no checkers. We moving strategic, we not moving runners. This ain't no regular. We doing numbers, I'm really a hater. Ain't never heard of ya. Pull out a gang, gang, and it's bitch, so you know we superior. Yeah, bitch to the average. I ain't doing nothing average. We get it poppin' like, we get it poppin' like.
Welcome back to another episode of the Piff Company Podcast. It's your boy Elijah.
Josh.
Boy Tay in the building. We're on episode 57.
Yes,
today,
sir. Yes, sir.
We got a very special one today.
Special video today for you guys. A special podcast because we got ourselves a special guest in the building. Why don't you go and introduce yourself, man?
Yes, my name is Gabe Stark. Some people know me as Starkey.
Yes.
I am the best jersey designer in the world.
Talk your talk.
That is a fact. I should be in Guinness. I think I'm in the Guinness World Record book somewhere.
Say that.
That's already a fact. And then most importantly, people also know me as El Guapo. That's self-explanatory. Tap in. El Guapo BX. You already know.
Talk your talk. Yeah, man. So like I said, we have a special guest in the building, man. And, you know, you're really our... I mean, we shout out to CME. Shout out to... Sachi, yeah, shout out to who else was there? Sachi, CME, and
I think that was it.
I guess that was it. All right, so shout out to those guys because those are the first episode, but this is our first official special guest. And, you know, we appreciate you for coming on, man.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be here. I'm a fan of the podcast. I've seen some of y'all work, and I like it. I appreciate y'all having me. And like I said, I'm like, we've been trying to do it for a minute.
Almost a year.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure it out for a minute, but everything happens for a reason, and everything happens in God's time. So, I definitely appreciate it. It definitely fell at the right time.
Yes, literally, man. So, you know, we got ourselves a good episode. So, guys, as always, if you're new here, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Tune in because we always got hella content coming out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got cool things going on like this. So, why don't we get into our current event section?
Okay.
Actually, I want to change the name of that to Quick Hits.
Okay.
Quick Hits. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So this is our Quick Hits section. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about some current events. So let's, boys, let's talk about game 6. You heard? Yes, sir. I think I should play the clip right now of me talking about my prediction coming true from the last podcast. About me saying dubs in 6.
All right, let's do some predictions. What you got? You got Celtics in what? How many games?
I don't really like to do that.
For the podcast. Let's just do it for the podcast. So we can come back and see who was right.
6 or 7.
Nah, one or the other. Obviously, it's 6 or 7.
Celtics in seven.
It's gonna be crazy. Safest bet.
What I want is a 4-0 blow up.
Huh?
What I want is a 4-0 blow up.
Mm. By themselves?
You think
they're gonna sweep up?
No, what I want is for them to sweep. Uh-huh. What's probably gonna happen is game 7.
I think Dubs take it. In 6.
Six?
I was going to say 5 to be bold, but I think they take it in 6. I think the Dubs take it in 6.
So you think, you thought they
remember this video.
Games?
They're going to win at least, no. They'll win 2, maybe lose 1, and then 2 more. Yeah?
There you go. Yes, smart man. You, brother. Smart man.
You a Celtics fan?
No, I'm not a Celtics fan. No, I'm not a Celtics fan. Not at all. I mean, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm from New York. So I'm a Knicks fan. So, I mean, I understand the pain of your team not winning, just never at this level. We got to get there first to feel that kind of pain. We ain't been there in a minute. So hopefully, you know, maybe one day.
I'm a New Yorker too, but I don't really rep no New York teams. Like, I'm a Lakers fan. Like, I still believe that the Lakers won the championship this year. See, that's how much of a world
that yeah, that's.
But I'm just saying,
I don't know what world. So you live
yeah.
Team's looking tough. Team is looking kind of rough.
We're not gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the Doves. You feel me? Yes. So what's up with y'all? I mean, y'all was talking all that talk. Like, what's up?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. From the beginning, I was saying Game 7 Celtics.
Okay.
You know, so I was kind of sick last night. A lot of people hitting my line immediately, talking shit. But. Bro, when you got 14 turnovers in the not even by the half, bro.
Bro,
yeah,
it's hard to win against the Warriors. Like,
my man Tatum had 100 turnovers the entire playoff series.
That's wild.
He broke the record. He took it from LeBron. LeBron had 94 or something. He took it. 100 turnovers. You're not winning with 100 turnovers, bro.
Nah,
and not against the Warriors, bro. Like, if you look at the stats, they score the most off turnovers.
Yeah,
throughout the whole season, bro. So
I mean, they shoot crazy. They shoot crazy. I think my prediction was also Warriors in six. But like, I figured that Steph and them would do it, and they did. I actually had some money on game six.
Ooh,
but
I just
missed out. I actually had the Warriors winning by 7-9, and they won by 12, like 11 or 12 or something like that. Couple points off, man. I would have ate, but you know, it happens.
I just want them to win. I should have put some money on them just winning because I knew. Yeah. I knew. Game That's six.
Sick, bro.
You sick or what? Huh?
Not at all. I don't watch basketball.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm more sick.
Man.
Hey,
well,
we deserve to be there, though. Nobody could.
That's a fact.
Listen, I don't know because I'm going to say this. Y'all definitely did a good job, but I feel like y'all definitely got lucky because, and this is part of the game. Y'all didn't have to face Middleton with the Bucks.
Mm.
You didn't have to face Harden on the Nets, but they was. I don't know what the heck was going on with the Nets anyway.
Yeah.
We did take out KD.
Yeah, I took out KD.
A straight up sweep,
which was crazy, but I don't know what's up with them. I don't know. But then, yeah, so.
I mean, I think
And then Jimmy Buckets, y'all got lucky with if he ain't make that last shot.
That shit was scary. That last shot was crazy. Everybody in the room was quiet.
You were supposed to make it, but hey, whatever. Y'all did good.
I don't think it's over, though. That's what I'm going to say. I think, bro, our team is...
They're young.
Like, we just need one more piece.
Y'all young.
Like a point guard. You know what I'm saying? Give us a true point guard, bro, because you got Tatum running and you got Marcus Smart. You know?
Right.
You see what happened. The mad turnovers, bro. They're not true point guards. You feel
right.
me?
Right,
yeah.
I feel like you give us a true point guard that's dishing the rock and knows how to... Baby.
And experience. I think more experience. Yeah. Now y'all been there.
Yes.
Y'all been in the finals. Tatum's been in the finals. Next time around, he's not going to go out the way he did. They'll be better next time around. Yeah. I see that for sure.
For sure. Yeah, hopefully.
I'll leave it on that card.
Hopefully. But shout out to the Dubs. Congratulations to the Dubs. Your boy was right. Anyways. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Yo, so speaking of the Dubs, same night, Drake dropped a new album.
Yes.
Right.
Just randomly.
Right.
Called Honestly Nevermind. Did you guys listen to it?
Yes.
I did.
What's your thoughts on it?
I like it.
You do?
I like it because it's different. Okay. It's different. And I think you once you get to a level where you outgrow the lake that you might be in, you got to expand a little bit. And I think this was Drake expanding.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely expanded. He expanded into some, like, department stores or, like, you know, Neiman Marcus or something like that. Or, I don't know, bro. It sounded like some go-go, some Jersey go-go music.
You know what I'm saying?
Pride month, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Like, it's just, that's the vibe it gave me.
Nah, he definitely went. He went real house with it this time around. I mean, and there's some people I feel like if he was going to do it, well, he did do it. But him and him doing it, I think there were some people he probably could have included. Like, there's this kid in Jersey, Bandman Real, who's nice. Like, he's been rapping over club beats for a minute, and he's nice. I would definitely love to see him on that project. But maybe next time.
Well,
I feel like let's be honest. Out of all of Drake's albums, it's not really one that you could... Before this, it's not really one that anyone's saying that was, you know, really mid like that. You know?
Yeah, and people are critical of Scorpion and stuff like that.
Right.
They're critical of all those other... I don't know why. They're good albums. They're good. They're really good. So I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? He's always kill shit. So it's like, now that he stepped out his boundaries a little,
right.
You see a lot of people quickly like, trash. Was it my favorite? No. You know what I'm saying? But I don't... like you said, I think stepping out your boundaries, stepping out what right. you should do is I fuck with. You
know yeah. I mean, yeah. I think this one felt like More Life Part 2. Like, I feel like he, I can't think of the record it was, but I, like, it feels like there's one record off More Life that he liked and was like, you know
yeah,
what?
I know what you
We're
mean.
We're going to do every record like this.
This
We're
going to
do
a whole really album Drake.
For this one.
This might be who he really is, though.
Yeah.
I think you know he could have had some more features on it, though, right? Like you said, yeah, I think he could have fucked it up a little more, you know?
Yeah.
He said, honestly,
never mind.
He just
threw
that bitch
out. Literally, he said, honestly.
He just threw that shit out. Right. Right.
Oh, shit.
Facts.
Yeah.
Now, if he put Azalea Banks on there, like, bro, that would have been dope. Like, people, there are people who actually do this and really rap over this and really kill it and smoke it.
Yeah.
But, so I was like, if he would have put them on there, that would have been dope. But you know what I mean? This might be the lane he's going in.
Yeah.
So this, you know, first shot, see first time around.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Did you know that Beyonce was dropping the album next month?
I heard.
So I feel like, was this like his, he heard too.
Yeah.
he was like, oh, Beyonce dropping an album? Honestly, never mind. Let me just drop mine too.
Got to get out the way, yeah.
You know, I don't want to compete with the with B.
Right.
It's your boy Elijah from the Piff Company, and I had to let you know that we got some new drip on the website. Go to thepiffcompany.com. We just got some new gear in. We had the new drop from, you know what I'm saying, the Superior to the Average collection. Go and get that. As you can see, I got that 420 green on. You heard? Listen, go and get some new drip on the site. You know, we got some nice things out there for you guys. You feel me? We got some nice things. Go and check it out, thepiffcompany.com, and I'll see you over there. Peace.
I don't think anybody wants to compete with B.
Yeah,
like, while I would push my album back 2 years. If I heard B was coming out the same day I was, I'm good. I'm gonna just do something else for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Nah, I feel that. So maybe that was his reasoning behind it. I don't know. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I thought the album was definitely mid. The first song was... I couldn't... Oh, my God.
It wasn't my favorite, bro. I say that, though. I get him stepping out. That song with 21 though go crazy.
Right.
That See, I ain't that's what people say. I didn't hear you. I didn't even get to the whole.
You didn't
album
even get to the end.
I ain't even. The crazy, I was trying to listen to it like in the car.
Right.
And then I just.
See, the crazy part is that what's going to happen in about 6 weeks is that you're gonna have to play this clip back because y'all gonna like three records off the album.
They're
gonna be on the radio. It's gonna be on the radio. It's gonna be in the stores, and you're gonna be in here humming it. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Watch. You're gonna have to play the clip back. All right. I already pointed it up there. You have to
save
play the clip
this
back.
Clip. We'll save it. We'll see what happens. But all right. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, okay. This is a little crazy too. This was interesting. Just something I saw. My boy, shout out to my boy Joey. He actually works at one of the dispensaries, Netta, down in Brookline. And okay. he on his story. And I'm going to actually put a little clip here as well. On his story, there was a joint in Netta that was 30 pounds of cannabis.
Wow.
A 30-pound joint.
Wow.
Just on display. Just sitting there on display. And so my question is to you guys. Would you guys be able to smoke something like this?
I think the biggest question is over what amount of time.
Yeah.
like that's crazy. 30 pounds is crazy. Yeah. One, but two, I'm just like, you talking about over like a lifetime or like a week, one sitting? That's crazy.
Look, let me show you guys.
She's gonna be sparked all day, man.
Bro.
Facts,
literally,
it has to.
Literally all
take
day.
Take 1 hour hit and pass it.
Facts. Nah, that's crazy. And then also, like, how do you hold that?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
It looks crazy. So let me show you guys what it looked like, man. This shit, I ain't even gonna front. It definitely looks crazy. I know Josh, he the smoke king, though, so he wouldn't have an issue with this. With smoking nothing like this.
Even Josh,
like
I don't know,
man. Let me see. Where is it? Joey. Shout out to Joey, man.
Oh, turn out to work. It would turn into a workout.
Fact.
Just starting.
Yeah.
30 pounds? Like what?
I feel like one hit off of that would just be crazy.
Enough.
Yeah.
More
like,
than enough.
It's like,
I don't even think you could hit this. That shit. Because that mouthpiece would probably be like.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can't even smoke that shit.
Like, but you see, like, at the end, hold on, let me see, I'll bring it back.
That's for King Kong.
You see that right there?
That, oh,
small
that,
little, yeah. Small little, like, hole.
That's filter. Basically, yeah.
And then the rest of it is just 30 pounds of just no way that burrito looking.
You're right.
You think that shit actually smokes?
Bro, honestly, I think it smokes. If they did it, like, you know how you see, like,
one time with it?
No, I don't do that. If you see, like, how, what's his name, Josh Kesselman does with, like, the airflow, maybe if they do it like that, then yeah, maybe they crazy. Can do it. But, yeah, this is definitely wild, man. So, I just want to share that because I thought that was crazy.
No, it is ridiculous. And they got it in a glass case, like, Night at the Museum. So, since they got a, like, that's crazy. Like, only B-Real and Snoop can unlock that.
Yeah.
You got to reach a certain level to even be around the 30-pound joint.
You got
to
be on the Pit Company podcast. You dig what I'm saying? You got to step up to the plate. You feel me?
Yeah, you got
to
be ready.
I'm sure we could all...
Yeah, we might could have to put a little display up here, bro. I don't know about
30
pounds.
I don't know about
30. A little 3 grand.
I don't know about 30.
Sheesh. Hey, get your friends and figure out how to make that work. You feel me? But yeah, so, all right. Last little quick hit, man. This is the last quick hit, and then we'll get into our main topic here. But I just wanted to say this, too. I saw Squid Games is coming back to Netflix, but with a reality TV show.
How does that work?
That's crazy, right? So the show is called Squid Games The Challenge. They're going to have real live contestants, 456 contestants. They're going to compete for a large cash prize, real money. But the games aren't life or death. All right?
Okay.
It's
just not the same. You got to have that fear of life or death in your gut, you know, to help propel you to win.
But look, could it evolve into that in the future?
Chill.
Potentially, but you got to keep it off the radar. Black market.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only fans. No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be different.
Oh, man. So I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Would you guys? We'll talk
be in it? That. Nah, yeah. I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't know, cause I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know what the challenges are. Well, you look like you would do it.
What?
Join this competition?
Survival game? I'll try that.
Look, see, he's a wild boy.
The South Bronx is a survival game. I think I'm good.
I feel that.
Especially if you get some money at the end. Fuck it.
That's the goal.
Yeah. See, I used to watch Survivor as a kid in those challenge ones.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, like, I see people like, it was Britney. Britney kicked Britney off. I'm like, oh shit. Make sure not to be like Britney. Feel me?
Yeah.
And you survive till the end.
Got it.
I hit you with the height challenge.
Right. I'll drop out right there, but you know. Hopefully it's
with the glass, you know?
Hopefully it's a glass.
Yeah.
Fuck,
hopefully it's a team thing. I'll be like, yo, Tay, that's you. If they got any bees up ahead, I'll take that.
See, look at us.
The bees. Yeah.
You don't fuck with bees. You don't fuck with heights. So
there you go. Teamwork.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man.
Teamwork.
Hey, makes the dream work, right? God damn. But man, speaking of the South Bronx, man, let's get into our main topic today. Topic is our special guest. You know, we're gonna. Yes. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get to know you a little bit more. We want the people to be able to learn a little bit about yourself and, you know, just, you know, tell the people about yourself. But speaking of the South Bronx, you know, like I said, this is Starkey here, and I believe your company is Rare Breed.
Rare Breed BX. It's a Bronx on everything. Yes. Everything that we do.
Okay, yes. Okay. I respect that. You know, I'm a Brooklyn boy myself, so, you know, but I respect that.
Understandable.
You know? I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Understandable.
So, yeah, man. So, again, you're a designer of custom jerseys.
Yes.
You know, tell us a little bit more about, you know, Rare Breed BX, man.
Well, Rare Breed BX is the home of premier custom jerseys. We do everything from custom orders, which is one I'm wearing right now,
right.
To just designs that I put out every month. So I try to put out a design every month, and I really try to just chase things that keep me excited and things that, right, you know, really pique my interest and honestly doing what I want. I think that's the positive of owning my own company.
For sure.
I get to make what I want. So, we do a lot of custom orders for people, and then I put out my own designs, and I put out a small batch of each, and then once they're gone, they gone, and then you just gotta wait for the next one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How long does it take you to come up with these designs?
Oh man, I find inspiration in a lot of places, but so the designs can come from anything. So once I get the idea, I just, you know, put it down. So the actual coming up with the design is probably the easiest okay. and fastest part.
You got okay. like a routine you usually do? Like Lil Wayne, he likes to smoke a joint before.
Right. I mean, I think that that's a necessity. I think that's always a part of the creative process. Right, I don't think you can think about creativity and not think about cannabis to some extent. You know what I mean? To each his own. How much right. you know? You yeah. dabble, whatever.
Right.
But you know, a nice little wake and bake doesn't hurt.
Definitely doesn't hurt.
A nice little Saturday, as I like to call it. That doesn't hurt. Gets the brain flow going. On that one, yeah? Appreciate it. You know, and then sometimes like, a Sunday for the Lord. So you know, I think that you know you gotta work it in there, and it helps. Jay, all of there you go.
Damn, wait a minute.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
7 J's a week, you feel me?
You heard it here first.
I like that. I like that.
Talk about.
For sure.
So, yo, I'm glad you brought a couple, too.
Yes.
A couple with you.
Yes.
So, speaking of designs, brother, could you, you know...
Yes, let me tell you about these. Well, so this one is my Phoenix. I call that the Valley Rattlers.
Okay.
And this one is a play on the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Right.
And doing a little flip. Like, I wanted to do an Arizona Diamondbacks basketball jersey.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Which is going to be a little bit different. And I love, like, the detail or everything we do is what I really pride myself in.
Right.
And just the quality of everything that we do. You see it's fully stitched, but we got the snake up here and the snake spelling out Phoenix and everything. Wow, really, really dope. I mean, I had a prediction. I thought Phoenix was going to make it there. But you know, maybe next year we'll have another edition. Yes, might switch around the patch a little bit. But that one,
commitment there.
Yeah, I committed for sure. And I wanted to add a lot of the little elements that was still very much so Phoenix and very much so Arizona,
right?
And really representing the area. So that even the number one originally, I had a different idea where I wanted to make the one a cactus that was actually going to look like a cactus.
Okay.
And then one of my team members brought up the idea of actually making the one itself prickly,
and that's what we landed.
So you know, this one is definitely one of my favorites. And
wow,
the
one so this is your favorite?
That one, I think that one's my favorite, hands down. Right. So if on trivia, if they ever asked, and they, this is probably gonna come back up at some other point.
Yeah.
When they ask what's my favorite design, the Valley Rattlers one.
Wow.
The Valley Rattlers.
And then you got your design here, your logo
here. Of course.
Nice.
Penny. Her name is Penny.
Penny.
Penny is a bear.
Okay. Penny the bear.
Penny the bear.
Okay.
When you
Where'd
see
that
Penny.
Come from?
Well, so my last name, Stark. Tony Stark, okay. Always an inspiration.
Penelope. Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
You got it. It's okay. Penelope Potts.
Okay.
And then Jose's assistant.
Okay.
And then Penny. So that's where Penny got her name from. Penny's going to continue to grow. Anytime you see Penny, a lot of times you see Penny before you see me.
A
lot of times y'all be seeing my work and y'all see Penny and you're like, oh, what's that bear? Unicorn. Some people call her a unicorn. I get it. But they, you know, when you see her, you see me and you know that's Rare Breed. Rare Breed BX.
There we go.
That is dope. And then we got this one here, which was a custom design for my boy DJ SC. Shout out DJ SC and DJ K Moore. I wanted to make a Dallas Cowboys hockey jersey, and then
like
do
that.
Something a little bit different.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is that our brand is inclusive, okay. Right? Like, I'm a big dude. My man DJ SC is a big dude. And I was like, nah, like, one of the things I hate the most is, like, you get to the bigger sizes, the 2X, the 3X, all that, and then you got the little small letters on the back. Like, you out here looking crazy with the small-ass 3 on your back. Like, I'm like, nah, all of our stuff is proportional, and I want to make sure that the big dudes look good. So, you know, we go all the way up to 5X. We also go down to, like, extra small, two times extra small.
Right.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Right.
And then we also do micro toddler jerseys too. So you know what I mean. So that one's one of my favorites. And then this one is the one of the biggest ones that I've done to date. This one's for Blanco Brown, a custom order. He came to me and said, "Yo, I'm doing this performance for the World Series. I want to do a half and half jersey.
Sheesh.
I want to do a half Braves, half Astros jersey." So I'm like, okay, cool. So I wanted to put my own spin on it, put our own spin on it.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well, let's do diagonal. because nobody's done diagonal before. So also don't forget that I am the creator of the diagonal, the creator of the diagonal jersey. Nobody's done it. And I gotta say first, I got the idea for half and half. The first half and half jersey I've ever seen was Nelly at the Super Bowl, Giants and the Ravens. He had a half Giants jersey, half Ravens jersey. And once I saw that, I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I've always, like, that's always been in the back of my mind. So when Blanco hit me and was like, yo, I want to do half and half. And I was like, yeah, we could do half and half. And that would be easy to just go right down the middle, 50-50. And I was like, nah, we got to do something a little bit different. And what we're going to do that's different. So this one, Blanco wore at CMA Fest, which was last week. And it got us featured in Yahoo Sports. Which is crazy. So that's what I said. This is a blessing. It's all perfect timing. And I'm like, one of the great things that happened that same day, we did something that's never been done before. Like, I've had three jerseys on three big stages in one day. So we was at CMA Fest, Summer Jam, Hot 97 Summer Jam in New York, and then the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York. So I'm like, nobody's doing it like we doing it out here. And I think the, you know, three in one day is definitely a big feat.
For sure.
But, you know, we've really been focused a lot on a lot of the custom, a lot of custom content, a lot of customs that people are asking for. And, you know, you ask for certain things, but then, you know, I put my spin on it. We put our spin on it. And, you know, that's how the magic happens.
For sure. So, I mean, like you said, the half and half is definitely fire. I remember seeing, I think, I don't know if it was LeBron or his mother, that it was, they were at a, it was when his son, LeBron, you know, Junior, Bronny was playing, and, you know, he's on Sierra Canyon, but they were playing against St. Vincent or whatever, LeBron's old, you know, high school is. St. Vincent Mary, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, St. Vincent
I think
Mary.
His mom had on a half and half jersey, too.
Right, right.
And I was like, oh, they different. And so that definitely is a fire idea, fire concept, man. That's
The diagonal half and half is not easy. Is not easy to pull off. This took us months to get right and do right. And I'm not even going to tell you how we figured out how to do it right, because if you're going to try to recreate my shit, y'all better start from the bottom.
Let them figure that out.
They got to figure it out.
Let me ask.
But we figured it out.
Let me ask you a quick question, man. What is like your introduction to custom clothing, like designs? Like, do you have a favorite designer that inspired you? You know, some, you know, for me, like when I see, like, saw kind of your stuff, I was like, it kind of reminds me of like what Dapper Dan used to do, like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, is it any inspiration that you had coming up?
Well, I mean, Dap is a legend, like, coming from New York, coming from the Bronx, Harlem's right there, like, Dapper Dan is Dapper Dan. So to even be thought of in that same thought for anybody is an honor.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Dapper Dan is a huge influence. And the other one is Jeff Hamilton.
Okay.
Jeff Hamilton with his jackets. I think that those are really, really, really dope. And I think just the value that people have on those jackets, you know, they really hold them in high esteem, you know, and I think that's something I've seen a lot with my work too. And I think one of the biggest problems we have is that people get my stuff and then they don't want to wear it. They want to frame it. You know what I mean? And that's it's a good problem to have, but it's like, damn, like, at least wear it once and then hang it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's our stuff is high quality. And I think Dap and Jeff Hamilton, they all make high quality stuff, and everything that we do is high quality. So that those are definitely two people who have kind of paved the way for, you know, what I'm doing.
That's dope, man. So, that's really fire, man.
Yeah, we're all about that quality, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's our whole thing. Superior to the average, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's our whole lifestyle we live by, and that's our clothing line.
There we go.
It's all about quality.
There we go.
You're saying, brother, we respect, man. You know, part of the reason why I wanted to have you too is, like, you know, just to talk about the culture, bro, because it's hard being an entrepreneur,
right?
Like, having your own business, getting that quality, taking that extra step to make sure that people like what they're wearing.
Right.
Exactly. That's important. Bro,
salute. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
So let me ask you, bro, what was the first jersey you ever created?
The first jersey I ever created.
Like, what
so
was the first, like, you know what I'm saying?
What actually started all of this is this started out as a marketing campaign. Like, it was during COVID, and I was like, you know, I got a marketing company. I want us, like, the best way for us to show what we can do is to actually just show what we can do. Right. So I was like, okay, what would be cool? And I was like, let's rebrand a team that's never really rebranded before. So, of course, being from New York, I'm like, well, what would it look like if the Knicks rebranded themselves?
Okay.
So I was like, okay, and this is also the year LaMelo was coming out. So I was dreaming a little bit that, like, you know, maybe that, you know, things might work out in our favor for once. But, you know, you know how that goes. So then, part of that
Dolan, process, what's up, bro?
Part of that process was creating and redoing the jerseys. And during that process of redoing the jerseys, I was like, nah, these actually came out dope. Like, let's see if we could get these made. And, you know, one to have high quality things. It took a while to find the right, you know, partner and manufacturing it and getting all that stuff done. But once we got it, I was like, nah, let's keep doing it. Let's start designing more stuff and putting more stuff out and see where it goes. And now we here.
Yeah, that's dope, man. So, okay, so the next one was the first one?
That was the first one.
That's fire.
That was the first one.
That's fire, man.
Which you can't get anymore. That one's been retired.
Right, so you say you do them on a batch base,
right,
like month by month kind of process?
And I did 30 of those, I think.
Okay.
I think I did 30 of those. So that was it. That was the first drop we did. And then from there, we've just been expanding new cities. Really focusing on different cities. I spent a lot of time on the road for a good 6 month stretch between the end of last year and the beginning of this year. Just going to different places, meeting people, shaking hands, kissing babies, researching, doing all that stuff. And even the reason why I'm out here is because I'm researching for another drop that we're going to do in August. Mm. So, I'm actually probably going to shoot it up here. So, we're working.
Hey. Let us know if you need something, you know what I'm saying. We're right here for you, you know what I'm saying? So let me see what else we got.
I'm rocking with these jerseys too, bro. We're gonna have to get a little, you know what I'm saying? What's up? Collab in the future, something going on, you know company. What I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
I'm gonna get a little custom.
I might need a Lakers jersey.
I feel you.
I need a Lakers jersey that got my, you know, my nickname in the back or something like that. You know, something fly like that.
He's personal over there. You know?
Right. Well, we did do something for Boston, though. The first one I put out this year was my black Boston jersey. And that one was a baseball jersey. Actually, shout out to Sam J. The comedian, she just wore the black Boston jersey on the show she did with Dave Chappelle.
Exactly.
Which is crazy. Like, to even think of my work on the same stage, in the same sentence as Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Fallon, a couple other people was up there. And I'm like, Sam J herself.
Sam J
is getting to it. So I'm like, nah, Sam, shout out to Sam.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram, and I was like, bro, what? There's a whole bunch of things. So speaking about that, like, I also saw, like, you working with Black Ink Crew as well.
Yes. Shout out to Puma.
Like, how did you come up with get these collaborations, start these relationships with these people?
Well, I mean, a lot of it started with just honestly just putting out the good work.
Yeah.
And just using social to my advantage. Like, literally, I've just been DMing these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hitting them up and just be like, hey, look, I got this going on. Right. Want to send you one. You know, and the people who've locked in have locked in, and we've built relationships from that. Shout out to Big Body Best. Big Body Best gave us a lot of that cosign at the beginning. Definitely helped. Shout out to PD Crack.
Ooh,
there's a lot of people.
That's
a lot of people.
Right there,
yeah,
too.
Man. I'm like,
that's
a lot of people.
Legend.
Oh, and my man Tim Vocals. That's Tim Vocals. Like, shout out Tim Vocals too. I'm like, and the craziest, like, in the whole Rare Breed metaverse, the fact that, like, Sam J had Tim Vocals on her show, but they both have my jerseys. It's craziness. But no, it's definitely really great people, but it's all people that I like and I've personally am a fan of.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I've reached out to and you know, we've built relationships from there. So it's been cool awesome, and organic.
That's really dope. That's really, really dope. Around, for like sure. Squeaky wheel, you know what I'm saying? Gets oiled, you know what I'm saying? You gotta ask, you know what I'm saying? You gotta reach out, you know what I'm saying? You gotta
Facts.
Do that. Otherwise, you're not gonna get oiled up. You feel
Facts.
Me? So,
Facts.
Basically, you know, but that's fire, dog. That's really fire. Like you said, it's just huge to have these people that you like, that you
right.
admire, that you know what
right.
I'm saying, that you really mess with
right.
rocking your stuff. That's
no,
huge.
For sure. Like that means more to me than a lot of the other stuff. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times people get into business and everything is sales. And sales is important.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you've also got to do the things that you like doing and the things that motivate you and keep you going.
Right.
So, you know, and that's all we've been doing is just chasing the things that keep me going and the things that I want to do and the ways that I want to innovate. So that's been our guiding light. And I've just been sticking to that and seeing where, you know, where it takes us and enjoying the ride. You
for
know
sure,
what I mean?
For sure, bro. It's different when you got that passion behind it, you know?
For sure. For
why,
sure.
That's why we here every Saturday with him.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely respect it, bro.
For
that's
sure.
Dope, man. We were just talking about Dave Chappelle not too long,
a couple
podcasts ago.
Yeah, getting ran up on
the stage. Yeah.
Seems like there's always something going on in the news with him.
Yeah. You know.
Gotta stay safe out here.
Comedy is dangerous these days.
Comedians are getting ran up on, man. It's like the streets out here.
Right.
It's going wild, man.
Comedy looking a lot like rap these days, which is crazy. That's crazy.
Now, let me ask you. Every starting business has ups and downs. Right. What were some hurdles you had to jump through in the beginning?
Damn, that's a good question. And it's funny that you ask, because like I try to be as transparent as possible, because I know that there's probably somebody out there that's trying to figure it out and get it together. And like, it hasn't been all peaches and cream from the jump. I think the toughest part, I think, has been working around other people's schedules. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of lessons that I'm learning, you know, as we go and continuing to adjust. Right. I think we tried to work a lot of our stuff around events and other big moments. A big part of our company too is just being a part of big moments, right? But in being a part of those big moments, it becomes tough to also try to capture those moments while also allowing them to do what they do, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, if you're trying to get something to somebody at Summer Jam, bruh, it's Summer Jam. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yo, there's security. Right. There's a certain amount of people that can come in. They got their entourage. They got their stylists. They got their managers. Right. They got their mother and father. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And everybody not walking around with 45 people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like really trying to figure out, how do we still convey that message while, you know, and still be real to us, but then also work with other people's schedules and trying to figure it out. Because the people that y'all are seeing that we've gotten jerseys to and the content that's coming out, those are the people where the content creation has worked. There are other people that we still working on and creating stuff for that y'all haven't seen yet, just because things haven't synced up, which doesn't mean that, you know, it's not going to happen. It's just the time's got to be right. I think that's been the toughest part. And I think just learning as you go and being willing to adjust is tough. It's tough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when your plans don't go according to plan, that's always tough. Yeah. It's never easy. But, you know, I think you get better at it the more you face it.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. One thing I was wondering too, like with just the overall, like with your designs and stuff, is like, do you ever run into like trademark or copyright issues or anything like that? Like, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean,
We got lawyers that handle that.
I respect that. Yes.
But the other part too is like, the way I feel about trademarks.
What's going on? It's your boy Tay, taking you to a quick commercial break, and just want to let you guys know that we wanted to release something special for you guys, you know what I'm saying? So we got two new colors on the way, and we're restocking the fan favorite, the khaki, baby. You already know what the deal is, you know what I'm saying? So go check that out on thepiffcompany.com, and go get superior to the average with your boys. Come on now. Till next time, baby.
So a big thing when you get into this stuff is like, everybody always talks about licensing. I hate licensing, because to me, it's like, what we do here is we create the culture, right? So the teams need me. I don't need y'all. Like, for me to put y'all logo on my shit is helping y'all. Mm, I don't need y'all. Like, so to me, it's like, that one, what about there? Like, you can't take nothing from that. Phoenix is a city. Right. Y'all don't own the word Phoenix.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, nah, and that, y'all didn't design nothing like that. That's different. Like, so to me, I'm like, yo, if you the Diamondbacks or the Suns, whatever, y'all can come talk to me. We can talk, and I can make some fire for y'all. Right. But until then, like, y'all not talking to me.
Like, their official jerseys too.
Right.
Ooh, right. Is that like a plan, like in the future?
They gotta come to me. We'll talk.
Yo,
we'll
NBA, talk. Yo, NBA, NFL, yo.
They gonna be tapped in. They gonna NHL. Be tapped in. They gonna be tapped in soon. It's only a matter of time. Y'all gonna be tapped in.
Yeah, you gotta have a logo. Oh my god.
Yeah,
nah. So
y'all
fire.
Gonna see. Penny is gonna be the equivalent to the swoosh.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's gonna know Penny. Penny's gonna have a life of her own. You gonna see, right now it's just the beginning. People are starting to really see Penny and recognize Penny, and when they see Penny, they know my work, because we getting into some other stuff.
Yeah.
This is gonna drop before the real game changer drops, but the game changer's coming July 1st.
You don't wanna give us a little sneak peek?
The game changer's coming July 1st.
You can't get the exclusive. They're gonna have to talk to me
nice. Everybody's gonna have to talk to me nice come July 1st.
Respect it. They're
gonna have to talk to me nice.
I respect it, man.
Yeah. Things have been changing. I'm really grateful for all the people who have been rocking this stuff. Yeah. I've always been a key proponent of like, yo, focus on the people who are already at the party.
Right.
Focus on the people who are already rocking my stuff.
Yeah.
And just continuing to build on those relationships. Exactly. So I'm really grateful for all of that. And I think it's also my priority. It's also my purpose to make sure that the brand continues to grow in their honor too. You know what I mean? Like, y'all believed in this. We got to keep this pushing, and and it's got to continue to grow.
Nah, that's for how sure.
It goes, man. With anything. So you gotta support each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like how you came on today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like how you came on today.
Right.
You know, it's like going forward, you always gonna remember the Piff Company.
Nah, facts. Facts.
If somebody's talking about something that you know we're involved in,
right,
you're gonna be like, hey, you know, I just was on the podcast last
week. Right, right.
Brothers, you know, just like if we about to meet somebody at, you know, one of the events we at. So it's all about, man, growing together, you know what I'm saying, and supporting. So
yeah, relationships. Collaboration, so, relationships, all that, that matters.
Yeah, that definitely makes it easier, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we talked about your favorite designs. We've talked about the NBA having to come and talk that talk, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think it's probably about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what time it is?
Hey, I know what time
it is. Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, check out my room, make sure everybody...
You know what time it is. Well, they don't even know. They don't know. And I think they do know what time it is. Listen, if you don't know, it's time for our smoke break, okay?
Let's go.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen. If you're new here, now you know. This is our smoke break. So, as always, go get your lighters. Go get your Piff. Go get your, you know, your rolling papers. Go get an ashtray. Go get some water. Some entertainment. ThePiffCompany.com. The Piff Company Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Go bring you some friends. You know what I'm saying? And join us on the smoke break. Today, we got ourselves something. We're going to do something a little different. You know, we're going to keep it low key. But we have ourselves here. Again, shout out to the Dab Smoke Shop. Shout out to my boy Brian. Shout out to, you know, they stay lacing us up, man. You know, they always lace us up with so we got you guys are awesome. And they got us with another HHC disposable cartridge. And this is the iDelta, I believe it's Blackberry Kush.
Wow.
Blackberry Kush. So you know, I say in my intro, get your papers in this, but, you know, get your vapes too, right? I think that's pretty fair to say. So get your vapes, join us on the smoke break, and we're gonna go through, we're gonna do a little segment called, let's do a segment called Would You Rather.
You know, we like to start off with some, you know, some fun questions.
Okay.
Let me get it right, get the ones going. You feel me?
Okay.
So, let's see.
I'm already in the hot seat. Already in the hot seat.
Shit, we'll go with you first then, brother. It's only right.
I'm down. I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to ask this one first. Would you rather chill with your favorite actor?
Okay.
Your favorite artist?
Okay.
Or your favorite professional athlete for a day?
Actor, artist, athlete.
I guess first we gotta say who your favorite actor is.
Okay. Favorite athlete, Allen Iverson, hands down. Ooh, if you ever see threes on my stuff, it's all because of Allen Iverson.
I can respect that.
Keeping his name alive. Ooh, actor, that's tough. I probably could give you a favorite actress before I give you an actor.
For some reason, I had a feeling he was going to say it, but
I feel like I might have a favorite actress before a favorite actor.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, for some reason, the woman that keeps coming to mind is damn, and I can't remember her name.
How you say she got a face?
She was in yo, and she's mad big. Like she was on How to Get Away with Murder. She was the main person.
I got you. Because they said Kerry Washington.
No, not her.
Oh, not what?
No, not her.
She cold, bro. She cold.
Like she's nasty. Like she gets to it. I can't think of her name. She was in The Help. She was in The Help. She was in She was
Suicide Squad. Was she the?
Yes. She was in Suicide Squad. Damn.
What's your name,
man?
Hold on.
Yo, this is terrible.
I know who it's like,
yo, and you definitely know who it is.
We're not talking about Zoe.
Viola Davis.
Davis.
Come on, bro.
Viola Davis.
Yeah. I didn't know she was in those movies. She was in Suicide Squad?
Yeah, she was the main, cold, like the head person. Yeah.
Oh, I ain't
She was the one, she was the leader getting them together. Yeah. And she's from Rhode Island. I'm wildin' because I'm like, yo, like, yeah, we out here in the New England area, and I'm like, and I messed up.
Oh,
I messed up. Viola Davis, I apologize. Yeah. Just because of that, Viola Davis got to be number one. That's how I'm going. I got to hang out with Viola Davis.
Okay. I respect
Got to hang out with Viola Davis.
I respect that. Damn, man.
I'll let you go, E.
Favorite actor, favorite artist, or favorite professional athlete? So I guess my favorite actor is, I don't really got a favorite actor, man. I'll be honest. Will Smith, maybe. I don't know. I don't got a favorite actor. Like, I really don't. I don't know. But and then what is it? Favorite athlete? Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's who I would want to hang out with. That's my answer. I'm just saying. But it's kind of hard, being that he's, you know, in the afterlife. And then what is it? Professional athlete, actor, or artist? Or like Lil Wayne or Wiz Khalifa. Ooh, you know what? Wiz Khalifa. Come through the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'll hit you up. We'll go, you know what I'm saying? We'll go roll up. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with your boy. So I've changed my answer since Kobe. I'll see you in hopefully another 100 years from now.
Feel that.
I'll hang out with Wiz.
Okay. Man, who's your favorite artist, bro? I don't think I got that one.
That's tough. But I'm going to shake it up a little bit. I'm going to go with Cardi.
Cardi?
I got to go Cardi. Okay. I always got a rep for the Bronx.
Okay.
Always. I was going to say K-Flock, Free Flock, but hey, Cardi, that's I got to go Cardi. You
know Bronx till you die, I guess.
I got to go Cardi.
Bronx till you die.
Yeah, that's it. Cardi, that's it.
All right.
Big Barty. And then after that, it's French.
Okay. All right. Hey, got to respect it, man.
Hey, man.
I wasn't expecting that.
There you go, gotta shake it up.
Exactly, definitely gotta shake it up. What you got, Josh? Who your favorite artist? Favorite
I don't have any. I would like to chill with Snoop Dogg or Wiz.
Nice.
I feel like Keanu Reeves would be a cool guy.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
And yeah,
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And J Lo, if she's single.
Yeah, I think she is, actually.
She might be.
I think she is. Her and A-Rod, they are no longer an item.
Right.
Yeah, so you might, hey, slide into our DMs. You might be able to, I'm telling you, Josh is a smooth demon. You never know.
Anything is possible.
Shout out J-Lo.
Yeah. All right, what about you, my mans?
Well, favorite actor, they already know who I'm about to say, brother. You know
Denzel
what I'm
Washington.
Denzel.
Okay.
It's a running thing.
Got it.
I'll give you a little context. You know,
okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I saw this.
Okay.
Driving.
Yeah.
I saw this
bro. So they be filming it in Framingham sometimes.
The whole story.
And they were filming
the whole story.
Equalizer.
This tape, man.
Oh shit. Okay. Okay.
Bro, I'm driving down the hill. I look and I see this Beamer, man. You know, Stadie's behind this Beamer. So I'm like, what's going on? I look in the car, bro. It's Denzel, dog. Denzel Washington. Baby.
That's crazy.
And my mom loves Denzel, so I call her right away.
Of course.
She's losing her mind. Of course. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's her favorite actor. And they whisper, I've been saying this for years. You know what I'm saying? They heard this story a couple times.
It's the whole story. He says the short story. That's the whole story.
I had to let you know the story.
Nah, I feel
you
could have like,
just said,
I've
seen Denzel Washington.
Nah, I appreciate it.
You have to hear it all, bro.
Nah, I respect it.
So,
nah, facts.
That's actor. Artist. Bro, I'm a big G Herbo fan.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Big G Herbo fan. Professional athlete. I was thinking about this, bro. Low key, you know who I want to say?
I feel like I know who you want to say.
Who am I going
to
say?
Someone from the Steelers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Steelers fan. Okay.
Troy Polamalu.
Wow.
I wasn't thinking Troy.
Damn.
I wasn't thinking Troy.
That's a classic.
Watching him play, bro. Best safety of all time.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Never
he's up there.
Yeah. What?
He's up there. You've seen him on them commercials.
Long ass. Yeah. If I brought a picture,
what's a Head and Shoulders? I think it's on a Head and Shoulders commercial.
Nah, we don't hold on because they gotta pay us.
That's a fact. Nah, hey man, I feel you. Facts. Run the check.
Since my man said it, you know what I'm saying? Come on, now run it up.
Big facts. I'll probably chill with damn. It's a horror, bro.
Which one?
Low-key, I feel like I want to chill with her, bro. I'm
of course
not
you
lie.
Do.
Yes, yeah.
I'm blowing down with her all day.
Okay.
You know, I'm bumping the whole, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been bumping it for years. I feel like it's just different when it's an artist. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
It's just like,
it's a vibe.
It's like, bro, I connect times and years with you, bro. You know what I mean? You ain't never met.
Right.
That's how I feel with Wiz. Like, there's certain songs that literally remind me.
You don't know me, but I know you.
Which one? What's your favorite Wiz project?
My fate, Taylor Alderdice. that's high up on my list. Taylor Alderdice, I ain't gonna lie. That's like my whole high school going into college. Like that was
right there. That was the one.
But I could go deep, man. Like I know every single. Let's not talk about Wiz Khalifa right now, because we'll be here for years. But yeah, Taylor Alderdice, probably my favorite mixtape that he has.
I go Kush and Orange Juice.
Of course, everyone says that.
Hands down.
It's great. It's amazing. But I feel like there's others that
that's
are better.
Better.
Yeah, like Flight School is great.
Flight School's hard.
But Kush and OJ is, I mean, come on, it's a classic.
Yeah, you know? Facts.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go into this another one, man. I got another one, man. All right. Would you guys rather have 4 clones of yourself that you can transfer your consciousness into at any time?
Okay.
Or would you rather reverse in age once you turn 90 years old?
Wow.
Some Benjamin Button shit.
Right. Damn. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to, like, to me it's like that feels, the second one feels very vampire-ish. like the living life way past when you probably should be living life actually turns out to be worse than it actually, like, you think it's lit, but it's not. I'm gonna go with the first one. I think the first one, if I could do put my consciousness in 4 robots, that helps
clones
me.
Of you. They're clones of you.
And clones.
Yes.
That helps me be, I could have been
only
at the,
one
I,
at a time.
I could have been, oh, well then, nah.
Only one. But
I'm still gonna go with that answer.
Yes,
I'm still gonna go with that answer.
I wanna really explain that whole scenario there too. So
okay.
I give you all the context.
Okay.
So again, you got 4 clones of yourself, right? They're just like you, and you can put them at any place in the world, right? But the thing is this: at you can only transfer into one of them. At you can't have 2 of you doing 2 things at once. That can't work out.
Got you.
Okay, and they die when you die.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
Oh, so I can't keep 3 of them
you
in the freezer?
You can't keep 3... No.
And then, like, when I turn 80...
I mean...
Right. I went back in. Yeah. He's back in the game.
Hey. at that point, you can do whatever you want. But you just can't have 2 of you running around at the same time. That's it.
I bet. So, yeah, I'll take option 1. Keep 3 of them in the freezer. I'll be like, yo, I'm 80 years old. I need a new body.
I'm going to still go option 1.
I'm definitely going option one. Because for me, what it's like, I could have me in Europe. I could have myself in Jamaica
island,
somewhere.
Right.
I could have myself in like Cali and in Miami or whatever,
right.
Wherever I'm at.
Right.
Right. And then I could just bloop, 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 and just switch and just be on vacation or be at work or something.
Yeah, that's smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Option 1.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Plus, I don't want to be a baby again.
Exactly.
Facts. Okay.
Exactly.
I see that.
And you have to make it to 90 years old.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, that was a nice catch there. Mm-hmm. Nice caveat.
Yeah. You got to make it to 90. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, option 1 for sure.
For sure, man. I feel like that'd be pretty crazy.
All right. What else we got on here? I like that first one.
Would you guys rather do Squid Games or Hunger Games?
Mm.
I'm gonna go Hunger Games. I'm gonna go Hunger Games.
Those shits was both serious, bro.
They were, but I feel like Squid Games, mm-hmm. like they,
too much
like
luck.
There was no right, like you really had no chance of really winning. Like if you won, they were surprised you won.
Yeah.
You were supposed to die. Hunger Games, like I feel like you got a little bit better of a shot.
Yes,
you actually got a chance.
I'm Hunger Games all the way.
Gotcha.
Because Squid Games is a. I mean, they're both games, but Squid Games is a real is game. It's like it's luck. There's luck involved.
Right.
There's randomness involved.
Right.
This I have full control over my faith. Like over my fate. I mean, not my faith. My faith.
So like 6'5" guy.
They got control too.
Stan comes in there like, hey man, it's me or you. You gotta die.
Sheesh.
You better get to it.
You gotta get your shit up.
Yeah.
You start training.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what that girl did. I'm gonna climb a tree, wait a few days, let them kill each other. Shit.
No funny shit. No.
Surviving.
Yeah.
There was a guy on there that like knew how to paint himself too, or was that the girl?
No,
that was the guy.
Yeah, like he was like, he looked like some rock.
Yeah,
he got a hole in his stomach. Oh, I almost died, but I painted myself.
You know they're gonna try something. You up in that tree for too long, they're gonna burn it
right,
or something.
Right,
they're gonna
burn
do
it down
something.
And push you out.
They're
right.
Gonna do something. A bunch of bees is gonna come and just.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And you gonna wait? You climbing up a tree?
Hey, survival. Survival's a whole different game. You feel me?
All right.
Feel that.
I can respect it. All right.
I seen that movie. I see what they do to the weak. I can't. I gotta be on that tree. Whoop.
You gotta get over those fears. That's a fact. I think that.
Plus, they have those fucking mutated dogs and shit.
Are you gonna run that one up?
I mean, yeah, we were talking about finals earlier, so we can do this as the last one. So if you had a choice, right, would you rather attend an NBA finals?
Okay.
NFL Super Bowl.
Okay.
A UFC championship event.
Okay.
Or, you know, like MLB.
Or MLB World Series. World Series game. I would go, I'm going to go game seven of a World Series. Because I think you get the best of all of the worlds. Because basketball, I feel like it's not as many people. Like, yeah, you're indoors and there's a lot of people and it could be loud. But then at the same time, football with the Super Bowl, you got a lot of people and it's a football stadium. But most of the people at the stadium for the Super Bowl aren't fans of either one of those teams.
That's a fact.
So the MLB game is kind of the best of both worlds. Like, you get more fans than in a closed arena, but less than the stadium. But the Super Bowl, they're not even fans of the actual team. So it can only be but so late.
If I'm going to Super Bowl, I promise you I'm not a fan of any of those teams.
Exactly. So it's like it's, I feel like the MLB is mostly.
Well, you can World say Series. We're your favorite team.
If it were, if then
you know, I'm a Madden fan. I don't have a.
But I think is I don't have one, so that's why.
For NFL,
yeah. Got you.
So that's why.
So you got World Series?
Yeah, I would go World Series.
Okay.
World Series.
Okay. I'm gonna say basketball, man, because that's the one sport that I really like to watch. So
gotcha.
I'll definitely go to a finals.
Okay. Gotcha. Sure.
Yeah, I'll probably do the finals too. MLB games are just too long out.
I can see that. I can see that.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to imagine a Steelers Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm
going to
have to say, bro. Yeah, man. That should be crazy.
10-20 years, they might make it.
Yeah, y'all run right now. I don't know. Y'all rebuilding, kind of. Low-key. High-key.
High-key.
Well, yeah, Big Ben's gone, you know. Yeah. So we got a couple new quarterbacks that I'm liking. We got Kenny Pickett.
But yeah, y'all full-blown rebuilding.
Yeah.
We got some great receivers, bro. We drafted and have some.
You got Deontay.
Our defense is always there. Yeah,
that's thank you. I kept saying, look, there's a Deion, someone.
Deontay. Yeah.
I was okay.
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, bro. He had a lot. My only issue was his drops, but, like, bro, he's got that over. So, yeah, I'm choosing another Super Bowl. I think that should be crazy. Mm. And I go to Pitt with it. You know what I'm saying? In Pittsburgh, I think that's okay. I want to go there. Terrible
right.
towels everywhere.
Yeah,
not facts. I feel that.
I feel that. That would be fire. That would be fire.
You know what
that
I'm saying? You see my vision? What I'm saying?
That'd yeah, be fire. That'd be dope.
That'd be
for
fire.
A fan, you know, that's just
ill, exactly. So. Yeah, I mean, I think we all know I'm going to a Lakers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I should have went to this Lakers finals this year.
Yeah,
at Boston that just happened.
The right. Lakers yeah.
Just
won, right?
Didn't the Lakers just win last 2 days ago? Isn't that what happened? I don't know. Maybe I'm just delusional. Speaking of being delusional, man, and speaking of the finals, right? This is now a different segment.
Okay. Smoke
break. This is going to be called "What Were You Smoking?"
Okay.
Right. I saw online. You probably guys saw this too on the news, but there was a Klay Thompson lookalike who snuck into Game 5 of the finals at Chase Center, whatever. Uh-huh. And basically, I mean, he shot a whole YouTube video of
facts.
It. I mean, I guess his YouTube channel is popular, but whatever. And his name is Big Doss TV. He recorded himself going into it, shot around for like 10-15 minutes, and then security was... So he snuck past security. My real question is, what the hell was security smoking?
Right,
because
that's Klay
Thompson right there.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's Klay. He's a little bit shorter.
Right.
You know, I think I saw him come in there earlier.
Right.
I forgot he shouldn't even be here. He's at training. Why is he here?
In warm-ups. Like, who's walking in warm-ups? Like, you walking in the arena in your warm-ups. Like, that don't even make sense. Like he came
jersey
in.
Jersey duck.
Right. Hoodie on, headband, everything. Nah.
I'm going to have to check my security, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, how the fuck that happened?
He walked right by them. Like, walked right in. There's like, have a good game. They kept pushing.
Dude literally said, "Let's win this, Klay."
Right.
You better win this one.
Right.
And kept it pushing, bro. Like, and there's mad people. Like, he was stopping on the street. People really thought he was Klay, or they probably knew that he was the lookalike or something. But they, But they was walking up on him like, yo, man, oh, my God, can I get an autograph? Oh, my goodness. Oh, you better win for us, man. Yeah. One so the, they was all, I mean, he tricked everybody.
One of the people that stopped him in the arena was a, is a rapper. His name is P-Lo. Mm. And he was one of the people that thought that that was Clay.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, actually, if you when you watching the video, he's yeah. walking out. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever. That was the rapper P-Lo, yeah.
Yeah,
and he thought okay. that that was Clay. That's crazy. Hell. But see, that I can understand. Because it's like, yo, when would you, like, that's like a fake Steph Curry walk by me. Like, when, like, bro, I don't see Steph Curry that often. Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But if you security, bro, you see this man. Like, come on. Nah, that's crazy.
He's an employee. You should know what he looks like.
That's
like,
crazy, yeah.
That's just crazy. So I don't know what the hell. They was smoking. They facts. They was on that good za. They was puffing that good because
he's banned for life.
And he's banned for life. He can't go back into the stadium again. Or this the whatever this.
I think he made a caption. He was like, "It was worth the content." Some shit. Like that.
Yeah,
okay. His YouTube probably blew up.
I mean, it is. I mean, look, we're talking about him. You right, know what I'm saying? Right, so right. It was on the news.
He got one shot at that though. That's it. He better make the most of this because it's a wrap.
They about to have his poster in the back. Be like, yo, watch out, this fake
that ass.
That's crazy though. But it looks like Klay Thompson. So it's like, if you see Klay Thompson, don't let him in.
Don't let him in.
What? Like, how'd that work out?
The real Klay gonna have to. He gonna need a badge, damn. A special badge.
Damn. Yeah. There you go.
Maybe that's the way they do it.
Yeah, there you go. Look, we put our minds together, we figure out anything. But if you take our idea, we'll sue you. No, I'm just kidding. So that's it, man. They smoking some good za, man. They smoking that good za. And I think
Delta, maybe.
Delta.
Yeah, I think they might be smoking our Delta. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Brian. We should become friends.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brian, man. You already know what's up. Shout out to Dab Smoke Shop. But yeah, that's our smoke break. That's our smoke break. So, you know, really just to end this off on a high note, I wanted to say that, you know, this Sunday is Juneteenth. So I just want to shout out all the descendants of enslaved African Americans and everyone who, you know, who's going to be celebrating. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, go share some information. Go learn something about Juneteenth. Go learn more about the history, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you know, one of us, you know, let's go turn up, baby. Yeah, dig. I got the day off. I got Monday off, so.
Hey. Heard.
Yes, sir.
But that's it. That's all. Just ended on that high note.
Welcome back to another commercial break brought to you by the Piff Company. Just wanted to let you guys know we got some new merch, new size, new colors. Go check us out.
But yeah, man, let's, like I said, you know, we're going to wrap this up. As always, guys, you know, follow us everywhere. Matter of fact, before we get there, why don't you tell them where we can find you, you know, where they can, you know, get in contact with you, where they can get one of these jerseys. People know. Like,
right. Well, the first place that they can find me is at the Most Handsome Man competition. That's where I'll be at. The second place that they can find me. Is rarebreedbx.com. I'm going to say that again. Yes, rarebreedbx.com. I'm El Guapo BX. You already know the vibes. You know me. The vibes know me as well.
Yes.
And you can find me, El Guapo BX, on Twitter, on Instagram, and I'm on TikTok now. So follow me on TikTok or something. Yeah. I don't do no dances and all that. But yeah, so that's all my stuff. Rarebreedbx.com. Make sure I get that. We do custom. I'll do the design for you. We do it all. But yeah, I mean, make sure I get to me early because the price is going to be different in a couple weeks.
Talk that talk. All the information in the description down below. You know what I'm saying? Click the links. Like I said, man, subscribe if you're new because, look, we got content for days, for weeks. What episode is this again? 50-something?
57.
It don't even matter. Just go check out. Come on, man. Just keep on. You know, look, subscribe. Go like our, you know, our videos. Go come on.
Tell your friends, tell your aunties.
Subscribe.
Tell your cousins.
Facts.
Tell your neighbors.
Subscribe.
Comment if you know. What's the other thing?
Tell your mailman.
Tell your who?
Your mailman.
Tell him. Yeah. Let him know.
Facts.
Everybody, man. The Piff Company.
About dapping you up too, brother.
No, I appreciate it.
is funny as hell.
That's a fact, bro.
Nah,
a fact,
thank y'all for
man.
Having appreciate me. I appreciate it. I'll definitely be back.
Yeah, ooh, you heard that. Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you want to come on, this is your home, bro.
Nah, this is dope. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah. See, until next time, guys. The Piff Company.
Let's go.
Peace.
They can keep talking, I'ma keep popping. Rockin' this pip, not on Robin. Now they lovin' the way that I'm saucin'. We superior to average, no top 10. We gon' come in and change up the topic. We playin' chess, I don't check us. We movin' strategic, we not movin' numbers. This ain't no regular. We doin' numbers, I'm really a headier. Ain't never heard of ya. Pull out a gang, gang, and it's bitch, so you know we superior. Yeah, bitch, to the average.
It's a rap.
Nice. Fire.
That was dope.
That's a fire episode. That was probably dope. The best episode.
No, that was dope.
You know we got to put one in the end now. Just celebration. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
That vape is hitting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So look, and it's Delta 8 THC. So what that means is it's hemp-derived, like, THC. So it's not like the,
Delta 9
like, right, so it's not the it's not like the weed that every, it's not, right. You know what I'm saying, it's hemp, it's the male plant, you know, and they able to derive that and get you the same type of THC that gets you a smoother, cleaner, like not cleaner, but smoother, not as like intense,
right,
as the Delta 9, but it still gets you right.
Yeah, and it's a different feel.
Yeah.
The thing with that is you don't need like the certain licenses you need with Delta 9. So that's something that we're thinking about having, like,
our own products.
Piff something coming soon, you know, right. What I mean? Piff carts coming soon, so that's also part of the podcast why we always took, because eventually we're gonna be smoking our own shit.
Right.
You know, promoting our own shit, right, our own shit. So
y'all gotta go on here though. But I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, it's like all of this shit is just a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a matter of continuing.